Welcome to the Blow Up Your Sales podcast, a show all about helping you stop settling for enough and instead play bigger, serve more, and make bank. I'm your host, Latricia Jacobs, sales coach for entrepreneurs who want to learn how to sell their story and pitch their offers so clearly and powerfully that people literally want to pay to be a part of the journey. Each week, I'm sharing an action-packed episode that will help you reframe what you think, believe, and know about sales so that you sell your offer strategically and consistently. Let's dive in. All right, welcome to episode number one of Blow Up Your Sales Show. So today we're going to talk about why it's time to blow up your sales, why I decided to name the podcast this, why I launched a podcast, what you can expect, and all of that good stuff, okay? So I always think that it's important to know who you're listening to and kind of just get a lay of the land. So I'm going to tell you briefly about who I am, and then we're going to go into the juiciness of what I mean when I say blow up your sales, what that looks like, how that can look for you and your business. Okay. So if you don't know who I am, so my name is Latricia Jacobs. I will be your host for the Blow Up Your Sales show. I'm a sales coach for entrepreneurs who want to tell their story so powerfully and clear that literally people want to pay you to be a part of it, right? Meaning that you tell your story, you sell your offer so powerful and so clearly that people are like, I just have to be a part of this journey, right? I have to take part in whatever it is that they're offering, how they're offering it. I have to be included in that, right? I truly believe that my superpower is literally showing entrepreneurs how to strategically and consistently, because they have to go hand in hand, how to sell their offers so that their ideal clients come ready to buy what you're offering or what they're offering, right? It's really important, and it makes business a lot easier when you have people who come to you ready to buy, meaning that they come ready to get the solution that you're offering. Versus having to push people, because my thing is, and my favorite saying is something I tell my clients all the time, if I have to push you to the sale, meaning I have to push you to a yes, then I'll have to push you to the promise, right? And the promise is whatever solution is that you provide. So if I have to push you and convince you and get you to do all of these things in order to want to work with me or buy my product or whatever it is that I'm selling, I'm going to have to push you to the promise. And I don't want to push you to the promise, meaning you're not going to do the work to get the results unless I'm constantly pushing you. And I always tell people, I have two kids who already have to tell what to do, who already have to go behind a million times. I'm not doing it with grown adults, okay? So my thing is teaching sales in a way that you don't have to do any convincing, you don't have to do any sleazy sales tactics, and you definitely don't have to do any cringeworthy follow-up, right? We all have seen those follow-up strategies, and it just seems like you're constantly like getting on people's nerve. Like, do you want to buy from me? Do you not want to buy from me? Do you want to buy it now? We don't do none of that, okay? I have literally been selling online and building brands and building businesses since I was 15 years old, and I launched my very first business, which was a graphic and web design. And so I learned how to design on old school Yahoo builders, right? Like custom code, all that kind of stuff. And since then, so I have over 16 years of experience now for online business and all that kind of stuff. And so on the show, my goal is to take all of that and show you how I help my clients to build multiple six and seven figure businesses. Okay, so you're going to learn all the strategies that they use to have $60,000 launches, $100,000 launches. I even had a client had $1 million launch, right? So you're going to learn all of those different strategies and tactics to implement inside of your business consistently so that you can be profitable ongoing, right? I don't want you to just have big pocket, you know, big drops of money coming into your business and then you're like, okay, so our bills are paid for 3 months, but what are we going to do? I'm all about consistent cash flow, right? Big paydays are great. They're fun. They look really good in testimonials, but the best kind of money coming in into your business is consistent income that's coming over and over and over again so that you never have to worry about how am I going to make money today, okay? So that's a little bit about me. That's who I am, all that good stuff. So let's go ahead and talk about why I created the podcast. So it really wasn't that hard for me to come up with a name for the podcast. When I decided to launch a podcast and I decided to launch a group, I was like, what do I want people to like really get? I was like, I really want people to just blow up themselves. Like, I want them to constantly get so many email notifications for payments coming through that they're like, okay, I got to turn off these notifications, right? Because my phone is literally blowing up, right? So that's how I came up with the name. But the why behind the podcast was pretty much what I just talked about. Like, we overcomplicate sales. We make it really hard. We feel like it's constantly convincing people, doing all these crazy sales tactics that don't feel right and they don't feel like us. And it makes us cringe, right? Doing follow-up, like, oh, you got to follow up 30 times and always be top of mind and all of that kind of stuff, right? Sales is overcomplicated. So my goal is to make this podcast simple, actionable, and something that you can actually take and do something with, right? We all listen to stuff and it makes us feel good. It gets us inspired. It makes us, you know, happy and all that kind of stuff, but we don't take action with it. So my goal is to make this very actionable, very simple, very strategic, so that one, each episode builds off of the other. So you have this complete system to blow up your sales, make more money, help more people, right? So in my business, I typically work with a lot of entrepreneurs who have really big and juicy purposes, right? Meaning they have these big things that they want to do in their business, right? They want to, you know, stop sex trafficking. That's one of my purposes. They want to, you know, build a future for their kids. They want to, you know, do these big things, small things, crazy things, wild things, all of these different things, right? They have these purpose. We all have a purpose behind our business. We have a reason why we are in business outside of just making money, right? Money is very important, obviously, right? You can't do a lot without money. And so one thing I tell my clients a lot is having a purpose is cool, but most purposes, right, that I know, most things that people do on a grand scale require funds to make it happen, meaning that you need money to make the purpose happen, right? Like I said, one of the things that my company donates to and I truly like being involved with is ending sex trafficking, just because I believe that one of the worst things that can happen to a woman is her body and her voice being taken away from her. And so, but in order to do that, in order to donate, in order to help create programs and donate to, you know, nonprofits or whatever, or organizations that help with that, they need money. And in order for me to contribute, I need to make money, right? So if you're not getting sales, you're not making any money, which means then your purpose is not being fulfilled, right? So I know sometimes we look at sales like, oh, that's a bad thing. And, you know, you shouldn't always be in it for the money. But I'm like, if you're not in it for the money, a lot of other things don't happen, right? If you don't make money in your business, you don't feed your children. You don't pay your mortgage. You don't pay your car note. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot that comes to that. So you have to be in it for the money. The money just has to have a purpose attached to it. Okay. So what I want you guys to understand and believe is that if you make no sales, there's no money. If you make no money, there's no impact. If you don't make an impact, then there's no purpose being fulfilled, right? That's the order that it has to go into. Now, can you fulfill your purpose without money? Of course. Like, there's plenty of people who make their, you know, make things happen without money. But most times, one, money will make it a lot faster, a lot easier. And if they're not using their money, they're using somebody else's money, okay? So even though, yes, they may have not done it with their money per se, right? They did it with somebody's money. Somebody's money, somebody's time, somebody's energy, okay? Okay, so remember that. No sales, no money, no money, no impact, no impact, no purpose, okay? Now, why blow up your sales? So why should you listen to this podcast? So I've told you what it's about, but why should you actually want to hang out here, okay? Here's the core reason. I don't believe in just making enough to get by, right? I don't believe that we are giving these gifts and these talents that we build our businesses upon to only just make enough to pay Verizon on time, to pay our car note on time, to pay, you know, for a new Apple computer when we want it, right? Just enough, right? I feel like if you just want to make enough and if you're willing to just stay there, you can just go get a job. Like, let's be honest. A job is a lot. easier. I'm not gonna say it's more predictable, but sometimes it can be, right? Even yes, you could lose your job and things like that, but on the surface, a job is more predictable. You know, if you go from 9 to 5, for unless something drastic happens, you'll get a paycheck in 2 weeks, right? So I, again, wanted it to be blow up yourselves because I want this to be what blows up your business, what takes you from making nothing to 6 figures, from 6 figures to multiple 6 figures, from multiple 6 figures to 7 figures, from 7 figures to multiple 7 figures. Like, it's not about playing small at all. That's why it's called blow up, right? I want it to be this big explosion that happens in your business because I want you to make more than enough. You deserve to make more than enough. And this podcast is going to show you how to make more than enough, right? When you make more than enough, you're able to help more people. And again, that's where the purpose being attached to the money comes into play. The more money you make, the more people you've helped. And I don't understand why people don't look at it that way, right? Why people don't understand that making money is where it starts, right? Because here's the thing, hopefully you're not out there giving your services and products and things like that away for free. So if people do not make a transaction with you, they do not get the solution, which means they still stay in some kind of pain, discomfort, you know, wherever they are, whatever term kind of applies to yours, right? They still stay in that spot. So in order for them to get access to your knowledge, your tools, your resources, your system, they have to make a transaction. Like, I always tell my clients that, like, if you feel bad for the sale, I don't understand, because then something's not in alignment, right? If you say, I want to help people, but the only way you help people is when they become a client, if you're scared to make the sale, they'll never become a client, which means you never get to help people. So do you really want to help people? Okay. I know that's a little rant, and we'll talk about that a lot throughout the podcast, but I want you to just kind of get a grasp of what we're going to be talking about. Okay. But that's why my tagline for my business is play bigger, serve more, make bank. Okay. Play bigger, serve more, make bank, because you can do all three. You need to, you can play a bigger game, right? You can double your rates, triple your rates, quadruple your rates, 10X your rates. I don't really care, right? Whatever works for you. You can serve more people. The bigger you play, the more people you help, right? The more people you talk to, the more opportunities people who are suffering from a problem that you know you can solve are able to take the necessary step to get the solution, right? Serve more. The more people you serve, the more impact you create. The more impact you create, the more of a ripple effect that creates, okay? And then make bank, because you can make a lot of money just because you want to make a lot of money. You don't have to justify it, right? Yes, it is important to have a purpose and, you know, something tied to it, but you don't have to justify why you want it, right? The purpose just makes it sweeter, right? It gives you push. It makes it so when the days do get hard, that purpose keeps you going. And your purpose can be, you know, have multiple different moving parts. Like, I want to help end sex trafficking, but I also want to make sure my kids are financially free when they get older and they don't have to worry about starting from scratch and things like that. Like, they can start and take over a multi-million dollar business, right? So that's part of my purpose, okay? So your purpose can be ever evolving, and it can have multiple different steps, okay, or different pieces. So just remember that. Play bigger, serve more, make bank, okay? All right, so now that you kind of got a lay of the land, you kind of understand what the podcast is about, what you can expect, hopefully you got a feel for my attitude and how I am, and it's something you can rock with. But here's what to expect moving forward, okay? On each episode, I'm all about simple action steps with massive implementation. So I said this earlier, but I don't want this to be a podcast that you just listen to while you're washing dishes or while you're in the carpool lane, while you're grocery shopping at Walmart. I want this to be short, actionable tips that you can actually take and implement. So when I say, okay, boom, 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 do this, I want you to be able to literally take it and go implement it, okay? And so that's why all of the episodes are very specific and pretty much under, I would say, 20, 25 minutes. Will there be longer ones? Yes. But again, as short as it needs to be to get you the information that you need so that you can actually get sales like now. Okay. You'll also get sales case studies, so you know the mechanics behind making more sales. So I love using myself and my client stories to show you how they did what they did in order to get results. Reading testimonials and things like that is cool, But it's like, okay, how did she do that though, right? That's what we're going to do on the show. So how did they actually do that, right? So I mentioned I had clients who had these big launches, but how did they do it? Where did they start? What issues did they come across, right? What was the mindset? How much did they charge? Why did they charge that? We'll talk about all of that on the show, okay? And then the other thing that I want the show to do and what you can expect is a reframe around what you think, believe, and know about sales, okay? So I want to show that one, sales does not have to be hard. Sales gets such a bad rap in business. It's usually the thing that most people struggle with, right? They're pretty good at what they do, so whatever service or product they provide, but they struggle with selling it. And just because most people have a really, really bad relationship with sales, or just the word sales. And so my goal is to really change how you think about sales, what you believe about sales, and what you think you know about sales, okay? But that's it. That's what Blow Up Your Sales is all about. Okay. I hope that you tune in each and every week where we share, like I said, all of these different action steps, case studies, and also helping to shift your mind about what you think, believe, and know about sales. If you have not done so already, make sure to check out my free training, Why Should I Buy From You? I break down the three must-have components of a sales strategy that will make the difference between someone saying not right now and how much and how can I pay you, right? So if you haven't checked that out already, make sure you go to LatriciaJacobs.com/masterclass and grab that. It is about a 45 minute or so training. I literally give you your marketing strategy, your follow-up strategy, and we talk about niching. And I'm telling you, we don't talk about niche like you've probably heard it before. So make sure to check that out. Why Should I Buy From You? Masterclass, LatriciaJacobs.com/masterclass. But that is it, you guys. I hope that you enjoyed the episode. I hope that you subscribe to the podcast on whatever platform you love listening to it on. But that's it. I'll see you guys in the next one. Bye. All right. Thank you so much for joining me for today's episode. I would really appreciate it if you took a screenshot and tagged me on social media at Hey Latricia on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook so that I know you're listening in right now. And don't forget to share this episode with a business friend or two so that they can get the tips and advice that we talked about today as well. Until next time, I'll see you guys in the next episode. Bye.